You could turn to this one if you like, because it's a couple of lines from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3. It's a letter to the Hebrews. It doesn't identify who said it. For years, they insisted that it was Paul, and it may well be Paul. But because it doesn't identify who writes it, it is, we now refer to it as the letter to the Hebrews. Fair enough. Chapter 3 says something. You can always make the joke to your other friends who aren't here this morning that the Bible teaches that it's the man's job to make tea in the morning. And when you say, it's in the Bible, go look at it. And then you just open up the Bible and you point to the title of the chapter and you say, see Hebrews. That bad joke was to let the rest of you find the book in the Bible. Thank you. Thank you for the charity giggle. Therefore, chapter 3, as the Holy Spirit says, and it pertains to us, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Don't harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness. Do you remember when they threw the Red Sea and go into the promised land, but they wouldn't go into the promised land? Don't harden your hearts on the day of testing in the wilderness where your fathers put me to the test. They saw my works for 40 years, that cloud in the day, the pillar of fire by night, manna morning after morning after morning. I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in you, any of you, an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it's called today, so that you're pardoned by the difficulties of sin. There's the writer's exhortation to we who read this letter. Verse 14 says of chapter 3 of Hebrews, we've come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Right? In the desert, who heard and rebelled? Was it not those who left Egypt by Moses? All the people, let my people go, brought out of Egypt into the wilderness, died in the wilderness for their unbelief. 1 million-plus people died in the wilderness. That whole generation did not go into the promised land, except for 2 people. Do you know the story for the Exodus? 2 people. And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Hebrews chapter 4, just 2 more verses in that, says this, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear, lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us, just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not united by faith with those who listened. You have to believe. I tend to think that people who have come to church on Sunday do, but the message of Scripture is that you have to, but also that it's easy to. It's true, and God did these things, and our lives are changed because of it, and we celebrate the birth of that child because of it. As we look to restart our year, if you're stuck and you long to restart your life, the warning from Scripture is repent. It isn't try and go to the gym more often. It isn't stop eating sweeties. It's turn from sin for a restart. These are the first recorded words of John the Baptist. You look at what he says when he shows up, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. If you have a red letter Bible where the words of Jesus are in red, you'll see that in the Gospel of Matthew, these are the first recorded words of Jesus in his public ministry. So he came and he was baptized, he went out to the desert, and then he came back and started speaking to people. And his first words were, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. This is the teaching of Scripture, and it has to be the teaching of the church. And this is the uncomfortable message of God incarnate, who we celebrate at Christmas time. People stumble over this call to return from our rebellion, but returned, we have this promise from God. You'll recognize this promise from God immediately from the pen of John. In the beginning, in the gospel according to John, in chapter 3, verse 16, you know. John 3:16, right? God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Good news. I don't know why we stopped there, because verse 17 says, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. How about that? God's goal, even though there's this lake of fire in Revelation, he doesn't want anyone to go there. He wants all of us to be with him. And then it says this. Do you read verse 18 often of John chapter 3? It says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Father God, we take a warning away from Scripture this morning, but great hope. And in this new year disposition that we take on as Hogmanay approaches, this great party that all of Scotland enjoys, it's got two elements to it. It's got, woohoo, we made it through another year. Some of us a hard slog. We made it through another year. There is celebration because this life that we have and every breath as gift from you is good, and thank you. And then there's this element of what will the year bring? Guide us in this year. Help us in the year ahead. And we will embrace every one of those thoughts and feelings here in the church. We do. And it's sober to think of the consequences of not choosing you, but we don't run into your arms because we're scared of the boogeyman. We look to you, God, because you're wonderful and worthy and gracious and loving and true and faithful. And we rely on you and we trust you, and that is faith, is trust in God who's demonstrated himself, who's given reason to believe, who's worthy of praise. That is faith. None of us are jumping off a diving board into a pool that we hope is filled with water. I hope it's there. We know that you fill it. We know you provide. We know that you're God, and you will not let any of us fall who trust in you. And we pray that you would help us to know you and love you more deeply, just like those little children in the back. And thank you for your word, God. We praise you. It's a good day. You're a good God. And this year ahead of us, walking with our hand in your hand, lead us, Father, and show us the way, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.